3. God, good, mind, spirit, soul. Everything in man's consciousness has its identity and reality in divine mind, God, good. Coincidence, human is divine, not just a happen so. Always the reality appearing through the mist. Always subjective. The coincidence is always unfolded out into existence. Coincidence means the same thing at the same time, at the same place. Man, consciousness, cannot fail because God or good cannot fail. Always remains the same. Right here is good consciously omnipresent. Don't try to outline reality. How vast is mind? How vast is man? How vast is body? Spirit, substance, substance not matter. Science and Health, page 93, line 21. Spirit as a proper noun. Not without form, as everything has its form, but without material accompaniments, as density, solidity, bounded or limited. Spirit, the substance of all things that exist right now. Earth is the same substance as heaven. Matter is never substantive. Anything that fills space is something mind or spirit is being. We do not at once see perfectly the actual thing, but we are seeing it more clearly all the time. We see our highest human concept of reality at hand. Our human concept, always the actual divine fact appearing. Never believe anything other than the divine fact right there, appearing the best you can know it. I is the truth of everybody. Quote, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly, unquote. John 10, verse 10. Human concept is the divine idea and nothing else, always the divine coincidence. We will always have a better sense of our world, a change from glory unto glory, until we attain reality. In science, we admit only the divine fact to be at hand. Accept no caricature drawn by mortal mind. A problem is a misconception of a reality at hand. Planes. 1. Matter accompaniment. 2. Human concept without matter accompaniment. 3. Spiritual consciousness. Soul, God. Soul, body, true sense of body. An idea of the true relation between soul and body. Unless we have a proper sense of this relation, we never can overcome sin, disease, and death. Soul to itself is the one conscious power and animus to unfold itself out into body. Belief of a soul of our own, this is the root of animal magnetism, false religions, and MDs all working to save souls. This belief, worst of superstitions. Soul is God, one infinite one. The sun sends itself forth in many rays, but not many suns. Each ray possesses all the qualities of the sun. Before the revelation of Christian Science, no one ever dreamed the body and soul he now has is the manifestation of the one soul or mind. Christian Science is the only religion that teaches one soul and one body. Body, purely mental and spiritual. We need to enlarge and spiritualize our sense of body. Our sense is all that is wrong. Soul or mind can only be known through its manifestation, body. Man does not have body. Man is body. Man is both the one mind and body, the noumenon and phenomenon. Everything that constitutes body is spiritual. The seven synonyms give to itself body. Each individual does not have a body. Each individual is body. The fact about body constitutes a treatment. Man, the embodiment of all right ideas. The first truth or principle we need to understand is the coincidence that exists between the human and the divine. Is the same thing at the same place at the same time. A true humanhood visible according to our comprehension. This body here was never born and will never die. Always remember the coincidence between the divine and the human. One has only to turn from false sense to see body as consciousness. The human feminine and masculine qualities are the very life of the divine. All function is the divine mind functioning. It is mind that hears, sees, feels, tastes, and smells. The human five senses are the divine. They cannot fail. Because God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, etc., subjectively unfolded out in the best we can see it. As more of God's thoughts are unfolded out in our experience, we have the true humanhood. Mrs. Eddy speaks of the divine fact more perfectly understood, may appear as an improved belief, but it is our present world inside our consciousness. Must not think of body as material and want to get rid of it. We want to see our bodies as they are. My humanhood, when correctly viewed, is the presence of God. Anything we are conscious of as good and useful, we do not get rid of. Humanhood, Unity of Good, page 49, line 8, quote, "The more I understand true humanhood, the more I see it to be sinless, as ignorant of sin as is the perfect maker," unquote. Section 4. We do not spiritualize man or the organs of the body or anything, but we spiritualize our thoughts about man and things. Things are not what they seem. They are figures of the true. If our faith were more simple, we would see them as they are, expressions of the divine in forms that we call matter. It is possible for us to see and feel only the contents of our own mind. Neither you nor I are living life, but conscious life is living eternally as you and as I. Creation, Science and Health, page 262, lines 24 to 32. Primary and secondary qualities. Light emits light. Elements and qualities comprised in mind, unfolded out in their identities. God, good, mind. Consciousness, man, body, identity. You and I. Action, action. Health, health. Strength, strength. Vigor, vigor. Substance, substance. Immortality, immortality. All in all. Quote, Martha, we have to know each other forever, unquote, Mrs. Eddy. Beginning means God revealed himself. God is my mind. Whatever is in my body is as God is, my mind is. Vast difference between what is and what we believe. Jesus expressed true humanhood at the time of the ascension. Mind and body are one being. What the primary elements are consciously being, that is body, emanating forth from the divine mind. Just one body, and the one body is everybody's body. No matter what our present state of humanhood seems to be, we must give it its true value. We must think and act as if we were what we are. What appears as improvement or improved belief is the divine fact more clearly understood. Present humanhood, not mortal. The I am right here, unfolded out in its true expressions. Everything must have body, expression, concrete expression. Mind always manifesting body. My human health or experience identified God. My present health subjectively as God, sameness or oneness. Mind maintains its own identities. Identity appears first a true humanhood, then a real thing. God can't be separated from his identity. Body is essential. Reflection. Image always gives back to me just what I am. A reflection always receives. A reflection always gives back in a mirror. The mirror receives everything of you and gives back what you are. The body I have now must be the real body. My present state of mind must be corrected in my present concept. Always begin with my mind, never body. It must correct itself if it sees anything wrong. I do this correcting by knowing what mind is, God. Science and Health, page 400, lines 20 and 23. I do everything to my body with my mind. Mind governs my present body. The body I have now is God's body. And I will always have a body, God's body. The actual active qualities that comprise God are our body. If we believe our present bodies are mortal and material, we will come under decadence and death. Principle and love, same meaning. Principle, that from which all things proceed, from which everything is the outcome. Each one of us proceeds from divine principle, love. God loves as the sun shines. The truth about everyone and everything is love. Love is infinite. No condemnation. Be tolerant. The realization that love is infinite heals. Life. Life, Retrospection and Introspection, page 59, quote, life is a term, unquote, eternally conscious, always consciously living as all the qualities of good. As natural for life to live as for sun to shine, nothing can become unconscious or die. Conscious action is unfolded out into particular action called bowels or heart. Life, or constant action, is the substance of all things. Action is. Don't try to bring it into experience. Conscious life living, not of itself, but the one infinite life. No inaction, overaction, or diseased action. Life, conscious action, never varies. All things are eternal. Then conscious eternity is here now. The life that I now live in the flesh is that eternal life living as me. Any infinitesimal life is that eternal life. That which has ever lived has never died, but is living eternally. The life I live now is eternal life. Conscious life is living as you and me. Life is never young nor old, always at maturity. Prove our highest conception of man as living rather than dead. Mind, love, couldn't operate in a reverted sense as a reversion of truth. Death is an illusion. No person will ever be any more conscious of death than of birth. Death is not in the victim we say has died, but in us. All phenomena are in us. Our verdict of death in our friends does not change them one iota. Jesus was the same after death as before. If the senses lie about life, they also lie about death. We must lift ourselves above the evidence of the senses. Section 5. Good, consciousness, identity, body, man. Good lung, good stomach, good hand, good blood, good loaves, good flesh. Mrs. Eddy's favorite passages, Science and Health, page 368, line 10, 369, line 13. We will have our true humanhood until we have our ascension. Truth is God. God as entity is truth in totality. Truth in the unseen or invisible is God. Truth in the seen or visible is Christ. It makes no difference how I see things humanly. There is nothing, there is but truth. The disclosure of truth is infinite. Truth not brought about by someone thinking truth. Truth is that which is God. Each one of us can say, I am the truth. Truth comes to us to show us ourselves and all things as we are. Whenever our thinking is true thought, that is God, mind, thinking the truth. God, mind, thinking consciously and actively as you and I. This truth heals the sick and the sinning. Recognize the truth we know as being God. If we really know the truth, we are living the truth, because knowing includes living the truth. The wholeness, essence, and nature of deity, divinity, a living, ever-conscious whole, all that is. Infinity in unity. Unity of good. Mrs. Eddy considered her masterpiece, written between the hours of 3 and 5 a.m. One all-inclusive unity. Whatever I know humanly is something of this whole. All things have the quality of inseparableness and indivisibility. Every thought form carries every quality with it, to unfold itself out into the expression of all good. Each quality that comprises my mind is infinite and everywhere. Every identity is always at one with its original qualities, its principle. Each quality whole. All ideas that make up my consciousness humanly cannot fail. Each idea carries with it everything necessary for its completeness. If God gives me a home, all that is necessary to maintain it goes with it. The great unity of conscious good and its identity, man, is here, present, now. There is no place where infinite good is not present, the substance and being of us, no one separate from the oneness and wholeness. Nature and character of deity. That which is natural. In its true sense, nature is deity. Deity or nature unfolds itself out in all phenomena and all material things. It does not create or produce. Miscellaneous Writings, page 217, line 13, page 331, line 25. Deity expresses his divine character when he unfolds himself in man and the universe. Character of deity, eternal perfection. Creation is finished, forever intact. All the good I know humanly is the divine fact present. Not one thing in the universe has ever failed, been lost, or died. Essence of deity. The essence of any particular thing is the essential qualities of that particular thing, which give it character and substance. Wetness is the character of water. Life, omniaction, to be deity. Immortality, to be deity. Consciousness or intelligence is the character of God or mind, the essential characteristics. Everything that comprises God is consciousness or intelligence. Every atom of himself is conscious. We can never go farther back than consciousness or intelligence, which is the essence of God and man. Unity of Good, page 24, line 12, quote, "All consciousness is mind," unquote. Each individual has, as his essence, substance, or character, the one individual essence, substance, intelligence, or character. Each must feel the contents of his one consciousness. When one sees another, he sees only himself and his own concept of another. One judges everyone and everything according to his illumined or unillumined state of consciousness. Science and Health, page 573, line 5. When one sees water, he doesn't see hydrogen and oxygen, the unseen qualities that make up water, H2O, but the seen expression, water. There is no place where hydrogen and oxygen ends and water begins, but the one substance, its primary elements, seen as its expression, unfolded out in water, respective seen and felt expressions. No place where unseen qualities end and human begin, but the same divine character. The seen is the unseen, and the unseen is the seen or deity, just one. Science and Health, page 512, line 21. Mental, both primarily and secondarily. The seen qualities are mental and spiritual, one and the same essence and substance, and have the same character. Bones, flesh, all human good is the same essence as their primary element. Temporary food and clothing we can never be without, always a higher sense of them. Sun does not produce heat, color, etc. The essence and qualities comprise the sun. just radiate themselves as the sun shines out in their own isness. All good is. Good is finished in the primary and in the secondary, seen and unseen. We need to recognize all good as the one good. We have an infinity of human good because all good is infinite. Science and Health, page 275. Wherever we see the attributes, humanity expresses wisdom. Humanity expresses justice. Humanity expresses mercy. Quote, God or wisdom would appear to me humanly as whatever is considered the highest human sense of what is right and best to do under the present human circumstances. Unquote. Mrs. Eddy. If doubtful, wait for wisdom to show you the way. Justice gives us most concern humanly. Study in concordance. Our human consciousness, when correctly understood, will be found as the real and only one, continued out in all the attributes that constitute man. Mind walking, the conscious idea walking, coincident with the divine, one and the same. Knowing that soul, God, the great able to do, going on as man. No idea or experience known humanly ever needs to be corrected. It only needs to be understood. It is in unity with its whole forever. We have been educated in false belief. We have taken walking, breathing, sleeping, etc., out of soul and put them in matter, in illusion. Put them in man as their source. Material, personal man is belief only. Scientific man and his maker are here. Study chapter on recapitulation. Principle and its idea is one. Science and Health, page 465, line 17. Principle and its idea is one. This one is God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being. His reflection is man and the universe. 1. There is no statement in the universe that means so much as this one. Principle and its idea is one. God and his idea of himself, man and the universe, is one. Not man having an idea of God, but God has an idea of himself, and that idea is man and the universe. God, principle, unfolds itself out in all ideas, man and the universe, just as the principle of music is unfolded out in its tones. Mind sees all it is through its reflection, or idea of itself. Principle is conscious. He has the awareness of all he himself is, as man and the universe. One, not two. Our awareness of all of ourself is one, not making another one. Our awareness of ourself, working or sitting, does not make another one. It is just the I. The entire Christian Science movement is for the purpose of showing the universe saved in consciousness. 2. Say just God. Think how God is to himself. One, conscious, all good. There is nothing beside him or outside of him. Quote, the Lord, there is none else beside him, unquote. Deuteronomy 4, verse 35. The Lord, God's idea of himself. God, being there as he is to himself, there couldn't be anything wrong. What God is consciously being, that is what I am. There is nothing here but God, all good. 3. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being. Omnipotent, God known to himself, or has an idea of himself as all-knowing being. God is omnipotent, all power. Man is omnipotence. The idea all the power there will ever be. There is power, ability, capacity, and capability in man as idea of all power. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me," because the idea is one with its divine principle. Omniscience, man, all-knowing, all that is going on. Omnipresence, man. 4. His reflection is man and the universe. God and the image and likeness is in God. Christian Science, the only religion that teaches what reflection is. God is responsible for what man is. Image never another one. Man never another than God. We see ourself in a mirror because of our idea of ourself. God or being can only know himself by means of man and the universe. Man and the universe, the fact of God or being. Thus, the compound idea of himself is forever an established being. This reflection always responds and corresponds to what God is to himself. God knows himself by means of his body or manifestation in totality.